I'm in bed. I probably should be up, but I had one of those late nights. Just one more thing. You know how it goes. I'm getting up any minute. I have to. I'm staring at a lampshade I really don't like. It was here when we moved into the house. I'm wondering if tomorrow I'll suddenly like it. Because today I'm in my 30s and tomorrow I'll be in my 40s. And that definitely looks like a lampshade bought by somebody at least in their 40s. What do they say? People in their 20s don't care what the world thinks about them. People in their 30s really care what the world thinks about them. And people in their 40s realise the world wasn't really thinking about them at all. I'm kind of milking this a bit, can you tell? The whole last day of my 30s, tomorrow I'll be 40 kind of thing. And I think it stems from the fact for many, many years, I didn't celebrate my birthday at all. I was bumming around the world, reading a lot of, should we say, inspirational books. Some which I can't help but think anybody that's written anything that's sold in the marketing department just copied the good quotes out of. In the 60s and 70s, but some of the books, for example, Richard Bach, had fascinating concepts which I decided to live my life by. Take, for example, the concept of just not celebrating your birthday, not taking part of this kind of countdown to death, and the marking of time in that way. And I love that. I think in one of the books, he's travelled back in time to meet himself as a child. And the child says, "How old are you, Richard?" And he says, "Well, I'm as old as I want to be." He says, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Well, I don't think about it." He says, "What about birthdays?" He says, "I don't celebrate them." What about presents? He says, "I don't need anything. If I do need anything, I buy it myself." "What about cake?" He says, "Oh, I really like cake. But I don't want to wait to a birthday to have cake. I can have cake any day." I kind of love this.